It's a famous day for Clonmany Shamrocks. They have won the Clubman Shirts League Cup final. They've defeated Coquille Celtic, the holders, by a goal 10-0. The goal came in the second half, arguably against the run of play at the time. Aaron Porter at the back post, getting onto a cross and getting the ball past Harry Doherty. And they had to defend stoutly in the closing stages because Coquille not unexpectedly piled the pressure on. There were chances for Adam Duffy, Garvin Friel and Corey McBride, but Clonmany held firm, Kieran Friel making a number of important stops in goal, and so they have won the trophy. In the first half, well, with the strong breeze here at a sun-kissed McGinn Park, Coquille started promisingly. Jay Bradley very much a threat on the right flank, but as the first half progressed, Clonmany coming into things, and Terence Doherty had two or three decent opportunities, the best coming on 19 minutes when he really should have done better. The sides went in level at the break. Ali McColgan with a free just wide and Stephen Duffy with a chance at four Coquille before the interval. Into the second half then, and territorially Coquille Celtic dominated things, but they just couldn't find the target. Ali McColgan had their best effort. That was a header off the crossbar on 54 minutes following a corner. And then we had the goal for Aaron Porter on 76 minutes. Kevin Cullen emptied the bench. Five subs deployed for Coquille Celtic, but it's Clonmany Shamrock currently in the centre of the field. They're celebrating. It's a great victory for them. Disappointment for Coquille Celtic. The trophy is in the middle of a crowd of players. The champagne corks are going, and in the sunshine, it's Clonmany Shamrocks who are celebrating Aaron Porter with the winning goal on 76 minutes. Full time from McGinn Park in Buncrana, where it has finished. Clonmany Shamrocks 1, Coquille Celtic 0.